everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with Ray Allen. It is the Wednesday edition of the Buckmaster Show, Wednesday, April 12th. For Ray, my engineer producer, it actually feels like a Tuesday because he didn't come back to work from his sojourn to the Bahamas until yesterday. So, but it's a short week for Ray, and saw a neat bumper sticker coming in. A couple of palm trees, and it said, "There are no bad days." And really, when you think about it, in the big picture, that's probably true. It's a gift every day. And especially when you live in a beautiful place like Tucson, Arizona. Our live line number, 790-2040. If you would like to join in the conversation, if you have a comment or a question for our newsmaker interview, Sharon Bronson, District 3 Democrat, who is the chairwoman of the Pima County Board of Supervisors, she would be happy to entertain your questions. She is on the live line right now with us. We had hoped to have her in studio, but she just came out of a news conference that involved the Arizona Department of Housing Director Michael Traylor was in town speaking and announcing with local officials about something called rapid rehousing grants. Supervisor Bronson, how are you?
I'm doing quite well, Bill. Thank you for having me on the show.
So what did Director Traylor have to say, and why was he in town?
Actually, he was in town to award Pima County a $455,000 grant to aid in rapid rehousing and with the homeless. And so in conjunction with our partners, we're very thrilled. This is going to really allow us to address problems and keep people out of shelters and in transitional housing as they get their feet back on the ground.
What do they mean, rapid rehousing? What's that about?
Well, it's about getting them back into, instead of into a shelter, into a home. And I think what we all know is that as we transition from, as the transition from homelessness to work occurs, the most important thing is to have stable housing. And this is going to allow us to get those people who have lost their jobs, who have lost their homes, back in a real home, back on their feet, and with the assistance of our community partners, give them the skills they need to get back into the workforce. And we will be targeting veterans and families. We hope to help about with this grant. We'll probably be able to assist between 50 and 60 families. So very, very thrilled that the Department of Housing, the Arizona Department of Housing, found our grant a worthy one and awarded us the $455,000. The department had about $2 million to award, and of that, we got a good quarter of it. So, again, thank you to the Arizona Department of Housing and to Governor Ducey for making this a priority.
And this is for the region, the county. This is not just a city program.
It's for the entire region. Obviously, a good portion of the homeless population resides in the city of Tucson, and the city is our partners with us in this, as are a number of other agencies, including our Jackson Employment Center. And we will be funneling the families and the veterans through the Jackson Employment Center, the Pima County Jackson Employment Center, getting them into rapidly getting into homes and then assisting them with their other needs as they make the transition from homelessness.
Been a busy news week. There was a news conference yesterday, 24 hours ago, about this medical tourism, and the Arizona Daily Star had a nice piece in Sunday kind of previewing this announcement that was made yesterday. I guess Visit Tucson is really ramping up its efforts to attract people from Mexico and perhaps even from Canada to come to Tucson and have their medical needs seen about here, correct?
Absolutely. We know that Tucson, the Tucson region, has long been a destination for people in northern Mexico seeking those medical services that are not available to them in their region. And in 2015, This medical tourism initiative became a priority as part of our Pima County Economic Development Plan. And since then, we've worked closely with Visit Tucson, particularly with Felipe Garcia and his team, to research and develop this initiative. And last year, the partnership grew when the city of Tucson joined with us. And now we have formed the Tucson Health Association as a public-private partnership for the first medical cluster in the state of Arizona. So pretty forward-thinking.
And these people who travel to Tucson, they're not really destitute people, to put it mildly. They're coming. They're people of means, and they probably bring their family. And they don't just stay overnight. These are sometimes quite long visits that can last several months.
Absolutely, and this will give us an opportunity to promote Pima County and Tucson, as an international destination, not only for medical tourism, but we feel once they've reached their health care goals, these international patients and their families are definitely going to be participating in our many attractions, staying at our hotels, eating at our restaurants. And we couldn't have done it without the support of our four key partners in this: Banner Health, Tucson Medical Center, Northwest Medical Center, and Carondelet St. Joe's Hospital. And again, this is unique, the first in the state of Arizona, this Tucson Health Association. And I can't emphasize enough that this is a public-private partnership. This is how we have to do economic development. This is the way we should do economic development in the 21st century. And again, we've got to play to our strengths, and one of our strengths is our medical community and our specialists.
You are back in Washington with the Sun Corridor, Inc. group. You're the representative from Pima County to the board on Sun Corridor. How did that meeting go?
We visited with all our congressional delegation and with several key departments at the state level or at the federal level. I think that went very, very well. We emphasized this was about economic development, about promoting our region as our region's economic development, about protecting Raytheon and encouraging the Raytheon expansion, as well as protecting Davis-Monthan, and also making sure that our congressional delegation understands our close economic ties to Mexico. Our economies, our regional economies are intertwined. Economic development doesn't stop at jurisdictional lines. It doesn't stop at international borders. And if our region is to prosper economically, we need to solidify and grow that relationship with our Mexican partners.
That border coalition now that Pima County is involved with, that's really, is this a reconstituted group or is this something new?
This is new. We originally, in the late 90s, beginning of the 21st century, there was an organization called the U.S.-Mexico Border County Coalition.
Right, I remember that.
And that has since disbanded because the issue has been taken up at the federal level. This, our Arizona Border Counties Coalition, is an affiliation with Cochise County, Pima County, Santa Cruz, and Yuma County. So the four counties that border Mexico in Arizona, and each county is represented by a supervisor. The role of the coalition is to help move local, state, and federal legislation and regulation that advocate or accelerate economic development opportunities in southern Arizona. And we're particularly focusing on policies and issues that affect the quality of life and economy along the border.
Like the proposed border wall?
The border adjustment tax in particular, because that will, Mexico is the third largest trading partner for the United States, and it's Arizona's first largest trading partner. And in 2015, trade totaled $532 billion, and in 2015, Arizona exports into Mexico were nearly $9.2 billion. and Arizona maintained a net trade surplus with Mexico of $870 million in 2016. Mexico is an important trading partner, and we needed to emphasize that with our federal delegation. And again, some of the goals of the coalition are to collect, research, and analyze data that supports our role in terms of fostering economic development. We are advocating to improve the ports of the efficiency of the ports of entry, and promote cross-border business opportunities, and reduce or eliminate costs for funding that the federal government, because of its policies, fall to border counties. That really should be a federal responsibility.
All right, we're going to take our break right here. Sharon Bronson will stick around for a second segment. If you'd like to call in, 790-2040. It's 12:15 on the Buckmaster Show, Midweek Edition. We will be right back. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. The Regional Transportation Authority and its members are working together to deliver transportation improvements to our region. More than 770 improvements have been completed to date. The success of the RTA is built upon collaboration and leadership that focuses on addressing our regional mobility needs to make our region a safer, more efficient, and more vibrant place to live. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Celebrate Earth Day at UA Biosphere 2 Saturday, April 22nd with a special all-day event featuring a sunset concert by Calexico. Taste Tucson's future food, enjoy hands-on activities designed to engage and educate, and hear insights on global issues from leading scientists. Experience our renowned tours and find out why Time Life Books named Biosphere 2 a must-see wonder of the world. An exciting day of dialogue and discovery. Info and tickets at biosphere2.org.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
It's a land and cruise vacation sale at Bon Voyage Travel. Plan your dream vacation now and save big, up to 65%. Alaska, Hawaii, Europe, South America, the Caribbean, pick your perfect destination. Bon Voyage Travel will create your exclusive getaway that includes extra perks and bonuses you won't find anywhere else. Call Bon Voyage Travel today or visit bvtravel.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. This is Bill Buckmaster coming up Thursday at noon, our quarterly Tucson Air Service update, plus former Parade Magazine science editor and world-renowned comet discoverer Dr. David Levy. Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI with worldwide live listening, our podcasts and show archive on my website, buckmastershow.com. By the way, over at Green Things, their workshop will be Saturday morning at 10. This is going to be a real interesting one. It's a free workshop about some making your own salad dressings using garden herbs. That sounds very interesting and very tasty at 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Great location over there along the Rito River on 13 acres. Go to greenthingsaz.com. Sharon Bronson is with us, District 3 Democrat, who is the chair of the Pima County Board of Supervisors. Supervisor Bronson, in a few minutes, Barbara Brown will be here. Barbara, a longtime animal advocate for our community, and you also have been a very strong advocate for animals and the Pima Animal Care Center. The new facility will be coming online. Are you concerned about the town of Marana saying that they want to opt out of being involved with Pima County and animal control?
You know, I certainly, Marana has that ability, and I guess my concern is, you know, if we look at Pima County Animal Care Center at this point, we have a 90%, we operate a nationally recognized animal welfare agency that has achieved save rates in excess of 90%, so the quality of our outcomes are not in question. I'm not sure, as Marana contracts with someone other than Pima Animal Care Center, that that save rate will be retained. But I do want to say the fact that Marana possibly will not renew the existing animal care IGA with Pima County will not have a major impact on our operations at PAC. And Sarita is also having thinking perhaps that they want to contract with somebody else. But if we combine these two entities, they represent under 5% of the volume and activity in our facility. And as I said, each jurisdiction is certainly free to contract with whatever entity they deem fit to enforce their own code. I just kind of wonder about the ramifications in Marana for local emergency response, since they will be using their police force to deal with animal control, and they will now have to respond to animal waste, noise, cruelty, neglect, licensing, and other animal complaints. And last year, PAC officers responded in person to 467 calls from across Marana, including more than 60 cases of animal cruelty, animal bite investigations, and confiscations. I'm concerned that as Marana seeks to contract with somebody else, that they understand the ramifications of those actions.
Well, and we had Mayor Ed Honey on saying he had not seen anybody from Pima Animal Care in the areas. That's what he had been told, that he doesn't see many of the people from Animal Care coming up there. But you just said there were how many cases in a year?
We responded in person, one of our officers, to 467 calls from across Marana. And again, of that 460 calls, more than 60 cases of animal cruelty. Mm. So while, you know, Marana and Sarita combined represent under 5% of the volume in our facility, 467 calls is a significant number of calls.
Yes, it is. Let's go to the live line. One of our listeners, our friend Jim Kelly, would like to speak with Supervisor Bronson. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for taking my call. Supervisor Bronson, I asked this of Mr. Elias, And I don't think I asked the question correctly, so I'll try to ask it a better way this time. How many active investigations were performed by Pima County Animal Care in cockfighting and dogfighting last year?
I actually do not have that number, but I will get it for you. We should be able to come up with those stats. Would you do me a favor, though? Contact my office and make sure we have contact information for you so I can get you that number. I'd be very happy to do that.
The reason I've asked the question of both you and Mr. Elias is because of the rural natures of your districts, and I'm not seeing any activity in terms of investigation and arrests, but we are seeing dogfighting and cockfighting activity in those districts. So I was just kind of wondering, you know, were there any investigations done last year, and how many arrests were made in the process? But thank you for your answer.
I certainly will get that info for you.
Jim, before you leave, do you suspect that this is an issue, a problem?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I do. And that's kind of why I'm asking the question, because I do think it is a big issue.
Okay. Appreciate it, Jim.
And actually, Jim, please do me, why don't you set up an appointment to talk with me? Let's go over this in person. We obviously don't have time to do it now, but I need to get the information from you, and I'll be very happy to work with you and pursue a policy that will effectively address those issues, because we need to address them.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you, Jim. And before we let you go, Supervisor Bronson, I want to talk about this distracted driving ordinance. There's a lot of confusion. Oro Valley has passed one, the town of Oro Valley. The city of Tucson has one. What about Pima County?
We do not have one. We are currently working on drafting one. We then need about a 15-day notice published before we can address the issue. I know that the draft models what, in fact, the town of Oro Valley adopted, and we are hoping to have it on the board agenda for discussion and action, I think by mid-May, but again, it will mirror, I think what's being drafted will mirror Oro Valley's ordinance, very much like the city of Tucson mirrors Oro Valley's ordinance, and I guess the city of Tucson differs from Oro Valley in that Oro Valley's is a primary offense, while the city of Tucson, I think, made distracted driving a secondary offense. But what we do know is that it is a real public safety issue that has to be addressed, and hopefully we will, in conjunction with Oro Valley and the city of Tucson, Pima County will soon have one, distracted driving ordinance.
We keep hearing that there's more cooperation between Democrats and Republicans up in Phoenix during this legislative session. Are you seeing any evidence of that, or how does it look?
I think that is correct. They still haven't addressed budget issues. We do seem to be making some inroads in getting some understanding from both sides of the aisle about how Pima County is funded just with a property tax and how we need some relief from that. I don't think it's going to be really addressed effectively at this legislative session or during this legislative session, but people are listening now, and 2 years ago that wasn't the case. We're still seeing the cost shifts to local jurisdictions that we've got to stop, but I do think that the tone has tempered.
We've got budget hearings beginning, early May. May 2nd is the first of, I believe, three or four budget hearings coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we don't know where all this is going till the legislature dies, till we see what cost shifts we're looking at. But we're hoping to have a stable budget. We're hoping not to look at any tax increases, but we've got some real issues when it comes to retirement. We just are going to take for our what we have to contribute for our employees. We're going to take about over a $5 million hit. So that's additional monies that are going to have to go into the retirement system. which means we had taken money from the general fund typically, well, over the last several years, unusually, because we usually just deal with road issues using highway user revenue funds, but we've taken general fund dollars to also address some of our road maintenance issues. We may not be able to do this year because of that additional cost for us funding retirement. And of that over five million, I think 4.6 or 4.7 million goes to public safety, law enforcement.
All right, Supervisor Sharon Bronson, thank you for spending some time with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
You can call me Buck or Bill or whatever.
I am so sorry.
Thanks a lot. Okay. Bye-bye.
No, thank you,
okay,
Bob.
12:30 on the Buckmaster Show. People have been calling me Buck or Bucky or whatever since I was a little kid. But anyway, it is Bill Buckmaster back with you after this. Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant. Capturing the spirit of New Orleans cuisine, Saz Creole Kitchen and Cocktails is located in St. Philip's Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See you at Saz Creole Kitchen and Cocktails. Open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Philip's Plaza. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport with 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
At the Pima County Public Library, we are powering possibilities. Every day, in person and online, we help you connect, learn, create, and achieve your dreams. Come browse our shelves or take a class, pursue your passion, and connect with others. Do you dream big? We do. Anything is possible at your local library. Call 791-4010 or visit library.pima.gov to be inspired today.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
Celebrate Earth Day at UA Biosphere 2 Saturday, April 22nd with a special all-day event featuring a sunset concert by Calexico. Taste Tucson's future food, enjoy hands-on activities designed to engage and educate, and hear insights on global issues from leading scientists. Experience our renowned tours and find out why Time Life Books named Biosphere 2 a must-see wonder of the world. An exciting day of dialogue and discovery, info and tickets at biosphere2.org.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Our business and technology section takes a different look at the economy from the Mises Institute, the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, Mises Global Economic Trend Analysis, and the Daily Bell. It is business and technology news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. It is the Buckmaster Show. Big shout out to Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. If you have not been over there, that is a beautiful portion of the state of New Mexico, that southwestern portion. You know, a lot of people always, they know Santa Fe and northern New Mexico, but maybe not so much an area very close to us here in Tucson, only a 3-hour drive over there. And we strongly urge you to check it out, southwestnewmexico.org. Their fine website lists a couple of dozen very nice places to stay. I've stayed at a couple of them, in fact, in Silver City, and they also have some great ideas about things to do. And Memorial Day weekend is the big free blues festival. Let's welcome now our animal. We were speaking with Sharon Bronson about animals and animal advocacy. Well, one of my favorite people in that area, arena, is Barbara Brown. Barbara is the founder and former chair of the Pima Alliance for Animal Welfare, the acronym PAW, appropriately enough. She's also the entertainment chair for the Adopt Love Adopt Local event that is coming up Saturday. She co-chairs the Animal Emergency Services Work Group. And as if that isn't enough, she has a recently acquired advanced degree in, I think it's called library science.
That's right.
Library science, which means she can easily step in at any of our fine Pima County libraries as a librarian. And we had kind of the boss person, Amber Mathewson, on the show yesterday.
You know, and everyone out in all of the branches is so delighted that she was appointed the director of the library branches. She is really a visionary and can help move us to the next level, which is what we need to do because things are changing rapidly and we need to respond to what the patrons need and what the newest technologies are, and she can do that.
You were listening to our interview specifically dealing with animal affairs in the conclusion of our interview with Sharon Bronson, and our friend Jim Kelly called, and Jim's concerned about perhaps a rise in cockfighting and dog mm-hmm. fighting mm-hmm. in some of the rural areas. Because let's face it, Pima County is more than just the city of Tucson and the metropolitan area.
Yeah.
It's a large rural county.
That's right. And as you know, I live past the Desert Museum.
Yes.
So I'm out there in some of that area that Jim was talking about. And though I have not personally seen those two activities, I do know that dog breeding goes on in horrific conditions, which is what Sharon was talking about in terms of having officers respond. And, you know, we're so lucky to have Sharon be our Board of Supervisor representative out there because she really does work with folks to get at these issues. And I know that if Jim takes the time to go into her office mm-hmm. And share the information that he has, they'll get on it and do something about it.
Yeah, and we'll look forward to hearing from Jim after that meeting because I think that would be very productive. All right, let's begin. I want to begin with Adopt Love, Adopt Local. This is the big adoption event coming up, and we can also touch on it again at the conclusion of our talk today. But I want to address this right off the bat. This is a big deal for those of us that want to see deserving animals in forever homes.
Absolutely. You know, we had the thought several years ago that, gosh, if we could bring all the rescues together in one place where they could talk to the public about the animals that they have available. It could be like one-stop shopping. And
everybody likes that these days. They're in a hurry, and people want to go one place and get it all done.
Well, that there's that aspect, but there's also the aspect of talking to people who actually have hands-on experience with a particular breed. So, for example, if you were thinking that a greyhound might be a really good fit for your family, the Greyhound Rescue Group will be there, and you can talk to them. You can see a greyhound and mm-hmm. see how big they are and what they look like. And find out if it really is a good fit. So you can go from booth to booth and find out about border collies and cattle dogs and basset hounds and Dobermans and all sorts of different breeds and see what might be best for your family. And, you know, with your living situation and how much your home and that sort of thing. And, of course, also the Humane Society and Pima Animal Care Center will be there, and they have a majority of mutts. So so there also will be mutts there and 9 different cat rescue groups. So cats are also represented. And if you're interested in a cat, and I know you are.
I'm always interested in a cat, but I'm interested in a dog, too. As people can see on my Facebook page,
when we had
a big dog here in the studio last week, got a picture of the dog and myself here in the studio.
That's awesome.
I love dogs, cats, and even cattle are going to be represented.
I'm looking at this list, the cattle dog. Yeah, which is a wonderful farm dog, very, very smart.
Oh, yes.
And would be one that you'd have to want to devote time to mm-hmm. training so that they don't get bored. Mm-hmm. Because when a dog is bored, guess what? When they rip up your pillows.
Yep.
Or whatever, dig out of the yard, that sort of thing. But, you know, we've got...
The pig sanctuary people are going to be there.
You know,
the Ironwood Pig Sanctuary.
Ironwood Pig Sanctuary is north of town, and it's the largest potbelly pig sanctuary in the country. They have 600 pigs there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, people get these little tiny pigs, and they think they're going to stay cute like that, and they don't, or their living situation changes, something like that. And so Mary up there runs a wonderful facility, and she will be there and talking about the work that she does.
Handy Dogs is going to be there.
Oh, I know.
Hermitage.
Yep.
On and on. Animal Crusaders, a group
mm-hmm.
that has done great work out on the reservation.
And we're going to have the Asavet Charities mobile vehicle actually in the building so that people will be able to take a tour of this mobile clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And the mobile clinic goes around Tucson and also to some of our more rural areas and does not only just the shots, but does spay-neuter, and will look at animals that have other issues. Dr. Carter Neal mans that, and it's a fabulous new addition to our community. So you'll get a chance to actually see the mobile clinic and get on and look at it. It's fabulous.
Yeah, I see a lot of friends. Sina's group, Tucson Cold Wet Noses.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just going down the list here and thinking, I've had experience with a lot of these different groups.
Yep.
Bottom line, there's going to be a lot of people at this event who can help you find the right.
And what I love, too, is not only folks who can help you find the right pet.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be Valley Animal Hospital, who is a sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, the doctoring of your pet
right.
is really important. We're going to have boarding, groups that board, groups that train, so that's really important. Now, PetSmart Charities is our number one sponsor, and PetSmart is actually going to have a booth, which is wonderful because, anything you need, you can get it there. And
we support PetSmart. Believe me, we make a run over to PetSmart usually every Sunday because one of our cats likes a particular, like a duck or something, like ground duck that they have some really great.
You're very well trained, Bill.
Yes, I am indeed. So, no, PetSmart, they do a great job. 790-2040 for any animal-related questions. Barbara Brown would be happy to entertain those. Let's talk about the nuts and bolts of the event, and it is Everybody's going to gather and get underway about 9 o'clock in the morning.
This is Saturday, mm-hmm. 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Don't worry, it's not tax day this year.
No.
April 15th is not tax day.
Now, you can come it's to this Tuesday. And still take a couple days to finish your taxes up. Yeah. So it's at the Tucson Expo Center. Which
How's that venue been for you?
It's been great. You know, there used to be kind of an addition of this that was out at Reed Park. It mm-hmm. went away for a couple of years, which is why we kind of stepped up to take it on again. But one of the drawbacks is that it was outside, and it was in April, and it was so hot.
Ooh.
And these poor animals, you know, it was very, very difficult on them. So having this indoor venue really makes a huge difference. And the way it's set up with aisles, it's much more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of wandering half the park, you know, people can just go up and down the aisles and see everyone that they want to talk to. The address at the Expo Center is 3750 East Irvington Road. And information is up on the website, which is adoptloveadoptlocal.org. And you can get all the information that you need there.
And you've had a really good presence on Facebook as well.
Oh, I know.
So numbers last year were very good.
Mm-hmm.
But this year we're hoping for
more.
More, of course.
Always more. Hey, we're happy that any animal gets adopted.
Yeah.
And each group kind of handles it their own way. Mm-hmm. So some like to do a house visit. Some like to do other kind of checks. Others, you can take the animal right then after you fill out paperwork and they interview you. So so our numbers, you know, there's the number for the day, and
yes.
then there's the number that, you know, we kind of allow 2 weeks after or so.
The follow-up.
To do the follow-up, because it may be that someone saw an animal there or put in an application and they didn't finalize it for a couple of weeks. So
when it's all said and done.
You know, I'd like 500 animals to be adopted.
Right, yeah.
But we'll probably be about half that, and that's fine. You know, mm-hmm. You never know what seeds you're planting.
Exactly.
And so it may be that someone who's never considered an animal and may in fact be stopping by to see the demonstrations by the police officers with their
mm-hmm.
dogs,
mm-hmm.
which are very, very popular. That's going to happen at 11 and 1 and 3. And you know, people pack the bleachers to see that.
Oh, and the Border Collie exhibition is
that
at 9:30.
Oh my gosh.
That's fun. Those animals are incredible.
Well, they're setting up an agility course, and then I'm going to actually film the obedience section and then take it home and show my dogs and say, this is what you need to
– You need to
– This is what I'm talking
just
about.
Just follow these simple instructions. All right. Barbara Brown sticks around for another segment. We've got some more very important information concerning animal emergency response services. This is something that I think all animal lovers want to hear about when we continue on the Buckmaster Show. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
At the Pima County Public Library, we are powering possibilities. Every day, in person and online, we help you connect, learn, create, and achieve your dreams. Come browse our shelves or take a class, pursue your passion, and connect with others. Do you dream big? We do. Anything is possible at your local library. Call 791-4010 or visit library.pima.gov to be inspired today.
The Regional Transportation Authority works with its member jurisdictions, the business community, project neighbors, and the broader community to deliver transportation projects promised in 2006. This collaborative effort is a model of diverse interests coming together for the benefit of the region. This spirit of regional collaboration helps us address the mobility and safety needs in all of our communities. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
The excitement is building for the grand opening in early 2017 for the Twisted Tandoor. The legendary Indian food truck will now have a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu will be an expansion of the Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, coming in early 2017 at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive. Welcome back. Barbara Brown is here, animal rights activist. And boy, I went at the beginning of the interview, Barbara, going down your long list. Let's just say you're never short of things to do.
No, I'm busy. I'm busy.
You are very busy. And right now, your main focus is the Saturday event, Adopt Love, Adopt Local. Mm-hmm. What was this emergency response services event that you attended recently?
Well, you know, the Pima Alliance for Animal Welfare is really a group of all the different rescues that have come together and others interested in animal welfare. Started in November 2012. And it really was a way to have people work together on different issues. Adopt Love, Adopt Local grew out of that. And it's what they wanted to do.
The feral cat issue.
The feral cat mm-hmm. came out of that. There are community cats. We have a wonderful initiative, the Animal-Human Bond, that our friend from Handy Dogs, Joanne, is working on.
I know Joanne.
Yeah, and actually what they've done is put together a packet of information to have social workers and others take around with them when they see their clients, when they see that they have an animal. Oh, here's some basic information that you may mm-hmm. need. So it's really wonderful. Well, one of the things that came up relatively recently was American Humane came to visit, and they have the big red truck that goes to emergencies, disasters, and folks, members said, hey, we want to be able to respond to a disaster here. Mm-hmm. Now, we're not going to have a typical disaster. You know, we're not going to we shouldn't have an earthquake or anything, hurricane.
But flooding issue is
but
certainly
flooding,
possible.
But flooding and hoarding,
yeah, hoarding
animals is a very big for us, mm-hmm. or a train derailment, something like that.
Right.
And, you know, the officers over at Pima Animal Care Center, there aren't that many of them, and so they really need some volunteers to help them. Well, so what we did was put together two-day trainings with American Humane, and 80 people, as a result of that, were certified to assist during a disaster. And so the next step for the folks that participate in that is to go on and take the online FEMA classes about setting up a command center. Mm-hmm. So if we have some disaster, we've got people who are ready to go at the higher level, you know, mm-hmm. the leadership mm-hmm. level, which is really wonderful. To supplement that, Kat Albrecht came. She's actually a famous pet detective.
Hmm.
And she conducted a one-day training on how to find lost animals.
Really?
Now, it's amazing.
I
what
bet
she
that
what
was
she does is she uses how do we track lost people?
Right.
And she uses that for cats and dogs.
Hmm.
And we were pretty blown away by this. And so No Pill Pima County took some of her ideas about how to find lost pets, and they're going to actually have a booth mm-hmm. at Pima Animal Care Center July 6th, 7th, and 8th. Now, you know that the time when animals get lost the most.
Oh, boy, right after the 4th of July.
July 4th.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so people flood into Pima Animal Care Center looking for their animals, mm-hmm. and they're going to have a booth based on Kat Albrecht's suggestions mm-hmm. on making signs. They'll help them make the signs. One of the coolest things that she showed us was taking your vehicle and using some washable ink,
uh-huh.
putting lost pet, uh-huh. phone number, and, you know, that it's a cattle dog
right.
or whatever,
right.
and you drive in your neighborhood, chances are your animal's in the neighborhood,
yeah.
and it's just a moving billboard. And so they'll help.
I would not have thought of that.
I know. I never had thought of it. So they're going to help people make moving billboards out of their car, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow night, now one of the things that, as you know, our friend Jim actually mentioned, we have mm-hmm. lots of rural areas,
yeah.
and even people in the city have farm animals, right.
right?
And including chickens. There are a lot of chickens in town, but people have horses and cattle, pigs, sheep, goats.
Mm-hmm.
And so our people who are wanting to help in a disaster would need to know what to do with these animals. So
mm-hmm.
tomorrow night, anyone's welcome to come at 5:30 at the Companions for Life Center, 3465 East Clindale Road. Shelby Brawley from Hoofs and Horns Farm Sanctuary, she's going to be bringing a pig
mm-hmm.
and a lamb and baby goats. They are
Aww.
The cutest thing you've ever seen, to talk about how talk mm-hmm. about the animals, like, you know, mm-hmm. their husbandry, but then how you interact with them and how you could herd them into a cage or not, or what
right.
would be the best way to rescue them during a stressful situation.
And that stressful situation, another issue that could certainly come up, unfortunately, are fires.
Absolutely.
Wildfires.
Absolutely.
I mean, we've seen
buffalo grass.
Exactly.
Buffalo grass would
fire
be out
getting
near
out of control.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
have to act quickly. What about how are you going to save your
yep.
save your animals?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And preparing for that. And, you know, your cat and your dog, you've probably thought about
mm-hmm.
at some level. But mm-hmm. if you have a goat or you have chickens or whatever, do you know what to do?
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to come and do that presentation. It should be really, really fun. And then the next meeting for the Animal Emergency Response Services work group, folks that want to continue on and learn more, we're going to, on May 11th at 5:30 down at Abrams Public Health Building, we are going to break into small groups and practice different scenarios
mm.
and then set up a command center. So it should be really fun and interesting for folks. So I'm hoping folks will come tomorrow to the Companions for Life Center at 5:30. It's free. It's just like Adopt Love, Adopt Locals. Free.
Yep.
You know, we'd love to have you come and learn some more.
I'm not sure where that is. Clindale Road. You said 3465 East Clindale.
Clindale. Well, if you know where the Humane Society is,
that's where I know.
It's
that.
Right around the corner.
That's where I've seen that street.
And it's actually owned by the Humane Society,
oh.
and they use it as a training center.
Oh.
It's got a great grassy area, so I'm picturing those goats running around in the, in
Very
the grass.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. When I reflect on what's going on with the Humane Society, with their new building
oh,
that they've got. that they're working on, and the new building coming on for Pima Animal Care, I think things are looking up.
Things are really, really looking up. I think that there are so many people who are involved now more than they ever were in animal care and wanting to be walk dogs and be involved, maybe be a foster. That's going to be our next big push, I think, Bill, is try to get more people to foster animals. They'll have a much better chance of survival, and it'll be better situation if you take little kittens into your home rather than have them in the animal care center. And then they can get that feeding and all that that they need. So I think our next big push after we get this emergency response all settled is to really recruit for some fosters.
All right. For folks who are just joining us, and that happens with radio, people are in and out of the car. I always say that noon hour is almost like a mini drive time. People are out and about. So if you haven't heard about Adopt Love, Adopt Local.
Right. It's this Saturday, April 15th from 9 to 4 at the Tucson Expo Center, which is 3750 East Irvington Road between Palo Verde and Alvernon. Parking, plenty of parking. It's free. Admission is free. Come and meet all the different representatives from the rescues and from other businesses and organizations that help support your companion animals.
And think of the family event that with that collie, the border collie demonstration, and all the
and the police demonstrations, the police
this
dog.
This is going to be a great outing for everybody in
Absolutely.
The whole family. Barbara Brown, always a pleasure. Thank you for the work you do in this community.
Hey, thank you for letting me come on. I love seeing you.
Thank you very much. Coming up this afternoon, another one of our fine local talk shows, Mike Shaw with Mike Check. His program comes along from 4 to 5. Ray will be helping him. Ray Allen on the other side of the glass. Tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson 6 to 9. And then it's me, Bill Buckmaster, with our quarterly Tucson Air Service update. Dick Grunzel from the airport will be with me. I always love talking. I like talking about animals, and I love talking about travel and air. So I'm in seventh heaven. Have a great afternoon and evening.